The following talk was recorded on the 3rd of September 2023 by Unity's spiritual teacher, Grace Merrick, about Father's Day 2023.
Okay, good morning, everybody. It's a lovely day here, and I hope you're having a lovely day where you are. It might be pretty warm where you are, Kelly. Yes, I've been getting messages from my friends in the States, and there's some really tough weather going on there. So my loving thoughts are with the people in the United States at this moment in time, as usual. Now, the title of my talk is Father's Day. Oh, that's right, because it's Father's Day. So I thought, well, I better talk about Father's Day. And I've got notes here. You can see the notes and you'll see the daily word. And I'm going to just rabbit on about some of my thoughts about what's on about Father's Day in the Unity movement. Does that make sense? Good luck. I hope it does. the piece I wrote for the newsletter on Thursday was thinking about the value and meaning of Father's Day through the days of this past week brought up various concepts and useful thoughts to me. One, we can stretch ourselves a little and enjoy a broader view of each day. So we're going to talk about stretching ourselves, seeing a broader view of each day. And then there's a beautiful quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. The purpose of life is to live it, to taste experience to the utmost, to reach out eagerly and without fear for newer and richer experience. And that's Eleanor Roosevelt. Isn't that lovely? So we're going to be reaching out for richer experience. So that's that. And then we get on to what I'm going to be sharing with you from the various pieces of information that I've got in front of me. And I'm going to use the daily word today. I love the absolute word as well. Don't think I'm putting it down. In fact, most of the absolute word that Julian read today was in the daily word. But the daily word is what I'm using. And I'd like us to have a think about some of the things in a deeper level. The first one I want to read from is today's daily word, which says, honoring the divine presence within, I am refreshed. Now, that's really important. That's a daily thing we really need to deal with. Stretching and yawning after a good sleep, enjoying a brisk walk in the early morning, or sipping a replenishing drink after a workout or time in the sun, I feel refreshed. I move forward into my next activity with a renewed feeling of well-being. Building upon and refreshing my knowledge may relieve me from thinking too much about my obligations. Spending time with a good book or revisiting favorite passages from my favorite writings can give me a relaxing mental attitude. And then it gets onto the paragraph that I really, really think is important. I find many opportunities to refresh my awareness that God, the divine presence, is within me, wherever I am, whatever I'm doing. It only takes a moment to find God's presence reflected in the people and animals I encounter and in the natural beauty that surrounds me. So that, and the verse is from Romans, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. So the awareness of God as the divine presence is the thing that's tremendously important, because we talk about God as Father. And a father is the one that really causes the context in which the new energy comes forward. A father is the one that decides that there is going to be a new experience, because frankly, mothers can't do it without fathers. And we are not, women are not the first power that comes in. The first power that comes in is the father. The divine presence is within us, whatever I am, wherever I am, whatever I'm doing. Now, the divine presence causes the structure, and the divine presence of the Father of the universe causes the whole structure of the universe. Now, the word universe means one direction, one turn. The universe is going in one direction. It is always expanding, and it is always filling everything within it. Now, what we haven't really, really had enough time, I think, talking about it or believing it over the years, the past years, is that the principle of creativity that is in our universe is in every cell of our body. And I know I've said that before, and I promise you I'll say it again. So you can expect me to talk that one. Every cell of our body, everything in our furniture, everything around us, the whole situation around us is all full of that creative energy. And we must expand this whole idea. The whole idea is expanding. But I think I said before recently that heaven basically originally meant expansion. And so we have to keep expanding this, and we get to see the heaven developing more. And then one of the things that I want to point out is in the original Bible, or the writings of the Bible, it said, "Our Father, which art in heaven." And when I first came into the Church of England, when I was a little girl, we were still saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven." Then through the years, somehow, some of the people have decided to change it to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven." But God isn't a who. God is a with, a which. A which, not a witch. But he's a wish, which that comes through the universes to create things. So our Father, which art in heaven, which art in expansion. And I'm happy to have a God now in my life, thanks to my studies over the past years, that is in my life when I put my attention on it. All right. I mean, it's there when I don't, but I'm only aware of it when I put my attention on it. And I admit that quite freely. So don't think that you're bad if you forget it from time to time. Hands up those who forget it from time to time. Oh, good. We've got some truthful people here. That's good. Because we do forget it from time to time. Our Father, which art in heaven, and that's the universe and all of it beyond measure, all in all, everywhere. And it's not who art in heaven. It's not God's not a who. God's a which. And so God is an expansive concept, an expansive energy. God is energy, and we've got this magical energy within us. We all have the energy of creativity. We all have the energy of love and forgiveness and all those sort of things. Then we come to Monday, paragraph two. What did Jesus say to do instead of sowing, reaping, or worrying? How about walking the quiet path of spiritual practice he called seeking the kingdom of God? Now that's in tomorrow's daily word. I'm taking a little bit ahead there, but it's saying, how about walking the quiet path of spiritual practice, which he called seeking the kingdom of God? On the one for Saturday, it's the wonderful word free. I am free to be me. There may be times in my past when I felt I had to keep a part of myself hidden because I feared I would not be accepted exactly as I am. Anybody else join me in that one? Raise your hand if you ever had that when you were a child. I was very afraid that I wouldn't be accepted, and I wasn't either. I had a lot of hassles, but I know that I encouraged them because of my thinking. I allowed them to come to me because I was thinking I'm going to be rejected. And so I had a very, very, re very rejected young childhood at school. Today I leave, I feared I would not be accepted exactly as I am. Today I leave fear behind. I'm ready to live fully into my identity as a beloved child of God, expressing uniquely as me. I accept and celebrate all aspects of myself. Think about it. Do we really celebrate and appreciate all aspects of ourselves? Many of the times I say something to someone about something that they've done very well or something that they've expressed very well, and they say, "Oh, I never thought of that." Yeah, oh no, I didn't think about that. And I'm sure you know what I mean. I'm not going to make you put your hand up to that one, because we often don't appreciate the things about ourselves as much as we could. Because if we accept and celebrate all aspects of ourselves, what kind of a person are we going to be? If we really appreciated ourselves, we'd be much more valuable to our friends, much more valuable to people on the planet. If we really appreciated the gifts that we have to give. Even as I grow and change, my divine identity is my anchor. Now we've got this anchor to our divine identity. And an anchor won't let the boat run away. We're anchored to that identity, even if we do our best to run away and hide. I like that idea of my divine identity being an anchor. I think that's fun. My connection with God tells me I am worthy, deserving of all good things, opportunities to shine, and being welcomed and accepted for who I am as I am. Don't you love that? I think it's such a great thing that we can have that knowing that with our connection to God and what it tells us. If we weren't connected to God, we could be connected to the wall of the room or something like that, and it wouldn't give us any of those things. But being connected to God inside ourselves, inside our minds, inside our beingness and our behavior, if I behave as if I am connected with God, just think of how good that is for people around me and for me. So my connection with God tells me I'm worthy, deserving all good things, opportunities to shine, and being welcomed and accepted for who I am as I am. This awareness is the key to my freedom. I need not rely on approval from others to know I am valued and blessed. The Christ within, the Son of God within, is my true identity. I am wondrously and gloriously free. I am wondrously and gloriously free because that divinity within is the truth of who and what I am and who and what you are. You are not just a bump or a lump. You are an expression of God's light and love on planet Earth. Isn't that nice? I think we could feel quite cheerful about that one. This is the awareness of is the key to my freedom. I need not rely on approval from others to know I am valued and blessed. The Christ within is my true identity. I am wondrously, gloriously free. So we're free to be ourselves, no matter what people around us might think or say or do or what we think they think. Most of the trouble with me is that I think that I think that people are thinking what they're not thinking, which is going to be critical of me when they're not. They're not even thinking about me. They're thinking about their shoelaces or something else. You know, it's just not on their list of what they're thinking about. But I think that they're thinking about me if they've got a funny look on their face. And I run away though and hide. And I can see from some of the laughter that's coming to me from other people that you understand what I'm talking about. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. So when I get that feeling of being unaccepted or scorned or something like that, or think that they're not going to judge me correctly, I need to turn to that inner Lord, that being of the God inside me, and say, okay, I'm going to trust you to guide me and guard me and look after my heart. This presence of the divine energy within me is what keeps me safe on this planet, what keeps my heart safe. Now, most of us, I'm not going to say everybody, but many of us have had really difficult childhoods. Most people have. Whether or not the parents were nasty, or whether or not the situation was difficult, or whether or not it was from a past life experience as a child, I don't know. But most people I know had problem in feeling accepted as little children. In our family, we moved all the time when Julian and Andrew were little because their father was working in the theatre. And Julian went to, I don't know, 16 schools or something. And 16 is correct. He's just gave me a thumbs up. 16 schools. Can you imagine this poor little kid traipsing all over Australia and the world and what have you, and going to 16 different schools and having to face 16 lots of new kids that he had to try and get to accept him? That's just horrific. But he has, through the work he's done with himself over the years, he has come free of that to a major, major extent. And it's the same with many other children. If we could get free of the really horrid stuff to a certain extent, we're doing really well. So will you congratulate yourself if you're getting rid of some of the really horrid stuff? Applause, please, for yourself. Applause. Come on, Rhonda. Thank you. Erica, come on. Anne, applause for yourself. Julian. Yep, we all have had experiences where we've had to give ourselves the love to carry us through. And that's been okay. So now we've got, what was that Friday we had there, didn't we? And we've had Free to Be Me. And now we get on to Monday, which is tomorrow, and we're going to have a look at what we've got in paragraph 2 particularly. I'll just read the first part of Monday's daily word. I slow down and spiritually center myself. Jesus taught how to relax, rest, and flow. I love that. Relax, rest, and flow. In the Bible, he used ravens and lilies as examples from nature. Well, ravens and lilies don't affect us very much here in Australia, but they probably do in Europe. But we can use crows and wattle here. But ravens don't fritter away their precious energy feeling anxious, yet they all have, then they have all they need. Lilies need not toil or spin since they're perfect exactly as they are. What did Jesus say to do instead of sowing, reaping, or worrying? How about walking the quiet path of spiritual practice, which he called seeking the kingdom of God? Taking this lesson to heart, I slow down, pray, and rest. That may be quite a challenge in today's world, but this now moment is my opportunity to do it. slow down and pray and rest. This quiet time with the Daily Word is a good start, an invitation to take a few minutes to settle in, to absorb and enjoy what is right here before me. I am blessed by the love and peace of God. Just think about that for a moment. No matter what is going on, we are in the universe that is filled with the energy, the creative energy of the universes forever. And we're in this universe. And we have that creative energy with us all the time. Not just if we're praying or sitting in a church or doing something virtuous, but all the time we have that creative energy within us. And we live in that. And we have that creative energy and that loving, expansive stuff in every cell of our body, in every thought of our mind. Even when we're feeling a bit depressed and feeling a bit down and don't like what's going on or something, that's because we're telling ourselves, I deserve better than this. If you can get it that when you're feeling lousy about yourself, you can say, oh, the I of me that God made does deserve better than this. We've got to keep giving our value to the Father of creating us, the cause, the energy, the creativity of God's love within us is what deals with any of our problems, which deals with bringing us more joy, more happiness. Let's take a few moments now to go within and feel this energy and enjoy ourselves with the creative energy of God, which is our Father, which is our cause. The creative energy is the cause of our being. If you will, just close your eyes gently, if you would like to, and turn within to a part of your mind when you're capable of telling the noise to settle down. When the thoughts that come up or the images suit you, you may invite them to stay, that's for sure. But if they're not happy ones and not something you want to have, please ask them to go away and allow the happy thought to replace it. We don't have to be rude. We don't have to be nasty. We can just ask the unhappy thoughts to please go away. Leave me with the peace that passes understanding. And as the energy rises, we can say, that's okay. Peace be with me. My Father's love is in every cell of my body. The energy that I have within me is the energy of creativity, universal creativity. It is within me and is to be directed by my thoughts in the kingdom of heaven, to be directed by the thoughts of God's love within every cell of my body. Oh, the idea of God's love gets bigger and bigger. The more we think about it, the more we focus on that love within us, the bigger it gets. and it vibrates. That love can vibrate in every cell of the body. So let's take a few minutes just allowing that love to vibrate from the soles of our feet to the top of our head, through our arms, through our legs, through every part of us. Let's take a few moments in the silence, allowing the energy of God's love to flow within. And then let us think about someone or some people that we really love and care about who might be going through difficult times at the moment. We all know someone who's having some physical problems, some mental, emotional problems. We know people, we have friends who have difficulties going on in their lives. Let us bring them to our heart love. Love of God within us. And let them be bathed in that love and filled with that love. And think about all the people we were talking about earlier who are not showing up for the jobs that are available, for the work that is requiring help and not getting it. Let us think about those people and send our love to them. Let's send the God love to the people who are making it difficult for productivity to go ahead, making it difficult for many people to run their businesses, to serve, to give each other sharing because they're feeling inadequate. Let's feel our adequacy of the presence of God within us. Let's shower that on all the people, anyone who is feeling inadequate, underpaid, undervalued, any of those things. Allow them to open their hearts and minds to being appreciated. We all love to be appreciated. Let's share our love of appreciation with all the people in our communities. They are all our brothers and sisters in the one love of our Father, which art in heaven, in the expansion of our consciousness, in the love of the universe. And we feel that love and that expansion within our bodies right now, as we bring ourselves back into the room, back into the awareness, as we bring ourselves back into the presence and the power of our beloved God within us right now. And so it is, and so we let it be.